Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to today, this Saturday morning broadcast. Today is July the 8th, 2023. We will continue with our series, Trusting His Word, Part 4. And just so you'll know, to have your Bibles ready to read out of Colossians chapter 3, as well as 2 Kings 18 and 19. I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Thank you. Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we just give you the praise. We magnify you. We honor you. We step back. And we allow you to be the supreme authority in our life. We give you the opportunity, even now, to begin to speak to our hearts, begin to guide us and strengthen us, begin to encourage us, begin to, in areas where we need it, begin to reprimand us, Father, so that we will be all that you've called us to be. In the precious name of your Son, Yahushua, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Evangelist Anita, we've got a very interesting that we're going to be expounding even more on. And the reason for that is because in the Old Testament, in 2 Kings, as you said, chapter 18 and 19, we've got an extremely profound example in King Hezekiah and what he began to do. Now, we've been talking about faith. We've been talking about faith, obedience, and love, and those three elements and how they intertwine and how they work together is going to touch even more on the aspect of the obedience. Because after King David, because of his sin, the Father said that what would end up happening to his lineage would be catastrophic, not just for his family, but for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And when you go through and begin to look at the different kings and how long they reigned, you begin to realize that what the Father had said pertaining to King David and his sin was very, very serious. And it affected his genealogy all the way down through the kings. But there was this one king, Hezekiah, that as you read in chapter 18 and 19 of 2 Kings, you begin to realize that he was so profound primarily, not because he began to follow the Lord, because there were other kings in David's and King David's lineage that did follow the Lord, that were obedient to the Lord. But the passages of Scripture keep saying, but they did not tear down the high places.
Amen.
So this is to discuss our individual high places that choke out the word, that choke out the faith of the word, that causes Yahushua to say, will I find any faith on the earth?
Amen.
This is a self-examination, if you will. Even as I'm sharing this, I'm having to take inventory of myself because I had grown very affectionate to watching superhero type movies, you know, action adventure type of movies. And one of the other things that I noticed, and Evangelist Pinion, I don't even know if this has affected you like it did me, this other issue, is I just realized on YouTube, and I mean it's been, I say within 2 or 3 months, that they have a topic called shorts. And the shorts are basically little clips of different things. And you can actually watch those clips and just see, you know, what's going on in the world or what's going on in other people's lives, so on and so forth. And sports was something that, you know, being a guy that I, you know, was looking at. And the next thing I know, when I started looking at this, I spent between 2 to 3 hours. Now, remember, these are shorts, okay?
Yeah.
Meaning they're probably maybe, what, 8 minutes or not even 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like two or three minutes long or 15 seconds long. I'm up here just scrolling through them, and it was 2 to 3 hours had passed. And I felt so convicted. But then, and I would repent, and then, you know, maybe 3 or 4 days had passed, and then I find myself looking at it again, you know, and getting caught up in, you know, the gossip about the NBA or about announcers of the NBA and, you know, all of these different things. And in doing so, the Lord began to convict me, which I praise God for, and begin to let me know, this has become a high place for you. This has become a high place for you. And I began to say to myself, you have got to get delivered from this, because this is going to hinder not only your relationship with Yah, it's going to hinder your faith, obedience, and love for Yah. It's going to stifle that. It's going to cause you to be in that area or that sphere that Yeshua was talking about before he left, of whether or not there'd be true God kind of faith on the earth when Yeshua comes back. Now, in Colossians chapter 3, we're going to read verses 1 through about 7. It doesn't say high places, but it does say to be heavenly minded and not earthly minded. Now, even though it doesn't say high places, that's what high places are. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, ask yourself the question, what do you spend most of your time doing? Now, we know that we have to delegate our time. We've got to, you know, work, you know, sleep and eat and just all of these other different basic needs that your body, mind, and spirit need. But when you begin to go under the and put all of those under the microscope, then you'll realize, like I did, that the things that you really want to do is the things that you will make time for. Things that you really want to do are the things that you'll make time for. And with the kings, they made time for other gods. They made time for demonic worship. They made time for the things of the flesh more than the things of the spirit. And when I say spirit, I'm not saying spiritual beings or demonic beings. I'm saying the Lord, the heavenly. In Colossians, which we're going to read both in the King James and in the Amplified, but in Colossians, it answers and it points to the high places in our life if we listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. If we listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church, then we will find, and for most of us, we don't have to look very far. We don't have to look very deep. We don't have to go through an extensive inspection of our lives. It's right up there, right up front. We'll see that we've established or allowed, if you will, high places to be built up in our lives that causes great grief to our relationship with Yah. Colossians chapter 3, starting with verse 1 all the way to verse 7, King James and Amplified.
Yes, sir. Colossians chapter 3, I'm going to begin with King James. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of Yah. Set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of Yah cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. And then I'm going to go to the Amplified. It says, hold on, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong chapter. Okay. Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 1, Amplified. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of Yah. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on the things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value. For you died to this world, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in Yah. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So put to death and deprive of power the evil longing of your earthly body with its sensual, self-centered instincts, immorality, impurity, sinful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is a kind of idolatry because it replaces your devotion to Yah. Because of these sinful things, the divine wrath of Yah is coming on the sons of disobedience, those who fail to listen and who routinely and obsessively disregard Yah's precept, God's precepts. And in these simple things, you also once walked when you were habitually living in them without the knowledge of Christ. Rabbi John?
That Amplified is extremely deep in its explanation.
Amen.
And when you, amen. And when you listen to it, there were at least four or five different points there. But one that struck me almost immediately when it said that those other negative traits and attributes replace the affection and the relationship with Yah. It replaces it. So even though there may not be a cardinal sin with watching those types of movies, even though it may not be a cardinal sin 2, 3, 4 hours just looking at shorts, it has totally replaced the affection and relationship with Yah. It's connected you and grounded you in a negative way. It's grounded you to this earthly dwelling. instead of keeping your heart and mind on the spiritual understanding, talking about being so heavenly minded that you know earthly good. Because that too is wrong. But I'm talking about the high places in your life, in my life. Taking accountability of those high places and dealing with those high places. This is what Hezekiah did when he became king. He tore down all of those high places of worship. Let there be no mistake, it is worship. It is worship. Who and what you spend most of your time in and with is the one to whom you are worshiping. So tearing down those habits, not making it habitual, breaking the cycle is the key to reestablishing the faith and obedience and love that we must maintain in these end times. Part of trusting the Lord, part of trusting his word, comes with use. I know that in my wife's kitchen, there are certain utensils that she uses habitually. There are certain utensils that she trusts to function in the manner in which she wants it to function, or it should function. So there's a tremendous amount of trust with those utensils. Now, other utensils, what she'll do is start to experiment or start to utilize it to find out if the function of that utensil actually does adequately fulfill the need. If it doesn't fulfill the need, then she normally discards it. She definitely won't use it. The Father is looking at our relationship with him. That trust in his word is key to that relationship. I can't say I have a good relationship with him if I run into a situation where he's not my first go-to. If my first go-to whenever I have a sickness or a disease or a problem is an earthly solution, then that should already tell me that there is a tremendous lack of trust in allowing him to be first place in my life. And I can't honestly say before him and others that he is first place with me. The three Hebrew glories had that kind of relationship. For them to be able to answer King Nebuchadnezzar in the way that they answered him, knowing what the penalty was, and not walking in fear or torment, that's a tremendous amount of use of the tool. So I have to ask myself the question, has that high place the tool of trust? Does it have me looking at worldly solutions over godly solutions? If the answer is yes, or even if I hesitate, then I'm beginning to walk in an Ahabish mindset. What do I mean by that? When Jehoshaphat and Ahab were going to go to war together, there were at least 400 prophets, but they were paid prophets. They were on the take, as I would call it. They were yes sir men. They would tell the king whatever he wanted to hear. And that's the way that they perceived themselves. And that's the way that they continued to enjoy the riches that the king had to offer. When Jehoshaphat saw what they had done, he quickly asked, is there not a man of God in the area? Because within himself, he knew they were not hearing what the father, what Abba was saying. They were only saying what the king wanted to hear about going to war. Now, this is the important part. Because of the lack of use of that one prophet, Ahab had had experience. Ahab did not even invite the prophet to come and even made mention in the text. Ahab makes mention that he always gives him a bad report. He always gives him a bad report. That should tell me something. That should make me say, okay, either this man of God is right or he's wrong. The only way I'm going to know is to test the word. In testing the word, then I will be able to know whether I need to trust when this man of God says, thus saith the Lord. Now keep in mind, back in that day, they were given orders to stone the prophets if the prophets gave a bad report. If they gave a report that was bad in the sense that it was false. If it was false, then they had the right to stone them. And it's obvious that even that went lacking. If they would have followed the mandate that Yah had given back during Moses' time, then there would not be, you know, very many prophets that would give a false report, or they would be yes or men. They would tell you what God said, that was it, because they knew their life was on the line. We've got to get knowing what Yah says. We've got to get back to understanding that faith, obedience, and love are all tied up in trusting. And trusting is all tied up in proper use of the tool. And ensuring that we tear down our high places. Our high places will get in the way as we enter the end times. It will get in the way of our relationship with Yah. And when it's time to do battle, we'll find ourselves lacking. We'll find our armor has been compromised. Not by the enemy. But our armor will be compromised by our own volition, by our own actions or inactions. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, in the Amplified, has tremendous insight into what is the will of the Lord for us in order to tear down those high places. And how we need to ensure that we're preparing our hearts and our minds for the heavenly transformation. Prepare our hearts and our minds for the war that's about to happen. Now, we're already facing, for most of us, we're already facing the spiritual war. in a spiritual battle. Keep in mind the intensity of the strength of our weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, which are mighty through Yah. They're mighty because of our focus, because we tore down and are continuing to tear down the high places, continuing to utilize the tools that he's given us in the way that he's given us. The word of the Lord. We'll acknowledge it. We'll recognize it. Why do we recognize it? Because we've been using it. We'll understand the function of it because we've used it. That faith has to be used. Whenever faith comes, it comes because there is something that spirit realm. And faith is the agent that the Father has blessed us with to manifest from the spiritual to the natural that which he's desiring of us. We can take much lessons from Hezekiah because in those two passages, those chapters, it says that when Hezekiah tore down the high places, then God, in the passage, it says that Yah was with him, specifically because he tore down those high places. By tearing those down, he made room for Yah. By tearing those down, he made a vacant area for Yah to be ruler, to be the supreme ruler over his life. And not just over the children of Israel, not just over, you know, the tribes, but over his life. By doing that, he showed how much he loves Yah. We can measure how much we love him, obedient we are to him. We can measure how pure our faith is. And it's imperative that we measure that because it is going to be used. It's going to be one of the most necessary fruits of the Spirit that's talked about in Galatians chapter 5 as we approach the end times. So as we're approaching that, let's approach it with our eyes open. Let's approach it with the understanding that we have got to evaluate, self-evaluate for ourselves the high places that we've allowed. I enjoy coffee, but not always does coffee enjoy me. So to keep my health in the manner in which it needs, I have to stretch out the times that I would use or that I would sit there and enjoy coffee. Because when it gets to the place to where it hinders my health, become a high place. It is hindering my relationship. It's hindering my time on earth. Father, right now in the name of Yeshua, help me and help all that are listening examine the high places that we've allowed, but to also exterminate them, to also deal with them in the manner in which you desired, in the manner that Hezekiah did. Because the moment that he did that, you came alongside him. And you even said that there wasn't a king before him or a king after him that had the kind of faith, obedience, and love that Hezekiah proved. This doesn't nullify, Father, how David had a heart after you. But Hezekiah had the obedience that kept the high places at bay so that you could come in and do as you wish. Father, we desire for that same sovereign anointing to do as you wish, which means I've got to deal with my high places. I've got to make sure that it's only reserved for you. And I ask forgiveness in the precious name of Yeshua for allowing them to take residence in my home, for allowing them to take residence in my heart, my earthly vessel. Help me to be spiritually minded. Help me to look forward to what heaven is going to be like with you and with Yeshua, and not be rooted and grounded on this earth and pertaining to earthly things. I thank you for the blessings. I thank you for what you are blessing me with and how you're blessing me with those things. But please, Father, never allow those things to have me. Never allow material things to have me. We thank and praise you, and I glorify your name, Father. In the precious name of your Son, Yeshua, until next broadcast. Shalom, shalom.